Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. New England Patriots coach Bill Belichick is trying to put an end to the media frenzy dogging the Pats as the team prepares for next Sunday's Super Bowl against the Seattle Seahawks. Belichick held a surprise press conference yesterday afternoon to once again address the issue of underinflated footballs during last Sunday's AFC Championship victory. He said the team followed the rules to the letter.
And at no time was there any intent whatsoever to try to compromise the integrity of the game or to gain an advantage.
For more on this, we turn now to Mike Reese of ESPNBoston.com. He's just arrived in Arizona for next Sunday's Super Bowl. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Sharon. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm glad you're here to help us understand all this. Bill Belichick did offer a possible explanation. He said the Pats, you know, they put on their lab coats and conducted their own research, and the study found that their technique for preparing game day footballs, rubbing the ball to give a texture to the surface, he said that can affect the pressure, and that may be to blame for this whole situation. What is your take?
Well, it's certainly possible, Sharon, but my take would be more bigger picture. The idea that Bill Belichick was so decisive and so determined and almost so angry, and how unusual that was to see that from him. I've covered this team for 15 years, and I can only think of one other news conference that came close to matching what unfolded Saturday, and that was the first news conference in which Bill Belichick addressed the murder charge for former Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez.
Well, if the NFL winds up coming to the same conclusion that Coach Belichick came to, then what? Do you think this will still be seen as an instance of rule-breaking?
Well, some will certainly still, you know, think that. But if the league says that it is not, you know, it's a case of the court of public opinion versus the investigation turning up no wrongdoing, and that would be unfortunate if that's the case. The league did aggressively set up this investigation immediately after last Sunday's game, and you just wonder what the league has, because it sounds to me like from the Patriots' perspective that they were almost caught off guard by the whole thing, and now you look at it, and the ball is in the league's court to basically say, look, this is why we move so fast, and this is what we have.
Do you think that Coach Belichick's explanation will satisfy critics of the Pats?
I don't. No, I don't. I think many people have already made up their mind, and this goes back to, you know, some past or one past transgression in which the NFL had fined the Patriots for filming opposing signals from opposing coaches. Although, as Belichick pointed out on Saturday, those signals were out in the open for everyone to see, but they just weren't allowed to be filmed. I think a lot of people have branded the Patriots a certain way because of that. Part of that might be due to their success, and I think it's going to be hard to sort of alter the opinion of those people.
Well, Bill Belichick obviously wants this to be over. Here's some more from the press conference.
I'm embarrassed to talk about the amount of time that I've put into this relative to the other important challenge in front of us. I'm not a scientist. I'm not an expert in footballs. I'm not an expert in football measurements. I'm just telling you what I know.
With these angry expressions, did Coach Belichick really succeed in putting this behind him or the team? And also, how much do you think all of this is affecting the preparations for the big game itself?
Well, the second part of the question, I'd say it does affect the preparations. You know, any minute that you're taken away from focusing on the game is a diversion, and this has been a diversion for him. The good news for Bill Belichick and the Patriots is they have more time than they normally would. Usually leading up to a game, you have 1 week. Well, this time they have two, so they can sort of catch up almost like a student that when you're studying for an exam, maybe you cram a little bit as you get closer to exam day. As for the first part, you know, was he successful in putting it behind them? I think would be naive to think the topic won't come up with all the media that's just, you know, going to be here in Arizona for the Super Bowl. But probably what he was successful in doing was setting himself up to answer those questions by saying, look, I've said all I'm going to say about that on Saturday. You can go back and refer to that remark, those remarks, and my players are in the same boat. And so while he might hear the questions, he has now given himself an out to say I've answered them.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks for having me.
Mike Reese is a writer for ESPNBoston.com. This is 90.9 WBUR.